What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here with another podcast. Today's topic is very important. If you can't get hot girls, should you keep dating average girls? It's related to a video of mine called The Flywheel of Mediocrity. And it's a very common topic that people get into it and they get a little bit better at it and eventually they get some results. And I understand if you come from nothing, average girls is a lot better than staying at home or, you know, just wishing you could get something. I mean, it's a lot better than nothing. But there's a point in your quote-unquote seduction career that you want to actually level up and not just get the sixes and sevens. You want to get the eights, you know, and there's a huge difference between a six, seven, and an eight. I actually don't look at it this way anymore. I say zero or one. Like either she has it or she doesn't. It's not like, you know, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, up to 10. But anyway, the point is that, you know, the question is, if you can't get hot girls, should you keep going and dating average girls? And then the bigger problem really is, that's not really the question, because if you can't get nothing, average girls a lot better. If you're not sure that's true, then just talk to some guy who gets nothing, some whatever. You know guys like that, and he'll tell you he wish he could get an average girl. But there's still a point, like when you get better and then you know you should be leveling up, but you just can't quite hack it, and you can't level up, and you kind of stay in this sort of average bucket, and it's frustrating. At least, if not depressing, at, you know, the other extreme. So I understand the need to get, you know, quote-unquote average girls, because you need to train, and there's no shame in honing your skill. Actually, you need to hone your skill. It's required, okay? And then there's the point where you have trained enough, okay? And a lot of guys on my Slack channel, they, you know, ask me questions that relate exactly to this topic, like, you know, when should I stop reading material, when should I, you know, stop dating average girls, how do I do it, how do I, you know, level up, or I'm frustrated because I can't, you know, I can't really get the girls I want, they all flake and all of that. And actually this question was posted by somebody from the Slack channel. Yeah, but the point is that you need to train, but then you need to also realize that you only have to get lucky ones. And this is from, you know, The Chemistry of Seduction, my third book, and also from The Close, my first book. It's all about the numbers, right? If you hit on 1,000 hot girls, you will get, you know, a hot girl eventually. The problem is hot girls are scarce. There's not that many. And so you go out and you start hitting on the average ones. And then they keep falling into your funnel. And even if you have the skill, you kind of can't get out of it. And that's really, I think, the main problem. So there will be a point when average girls become easy. I'm not saying 100% predictable, but sort of easy, okay? Sort of like, you know, if I go out this much, then there will be one or two falling through the funnel that, you know, I can convert. Sorry for being so technical, but that's what it really is. So eventually you will lose the interest, and then you're waking up next to them and you're kind of feeling like a fraud, because you're looking into the mirror and you're, you know, kind of like feeling I should get something else. This is not real. Oh, let's put it this way. This is not what I got. Nobody got into game for getting the sixes and the sevens, right? I mean, at the beginning, I understand. But then there's a point where you want to really level up. And you lose the interest in waking up next to these, you know, boring, bland, no-name girls. And, you know, bless them. But, sorry, nobody wants that. And it's, you know, it's disappointing or depressing. It can get depressing because it will be meaningless. Sex is bad. Conversation is shitty. She doesn't smell good, she doesn't dress well. You know, a good measure is, would you be proud to introduce her to your friends? And I don't want to play the social proof fiddle here, but you know, if you wouldn't, you know, if you wouldn't want to introduce them to your friends, then that's for me a zero. So the main problem is that if you approach a lot and you approach a lot of average girls, then that's what, you know, it's kind of like what you think and what you do is what you become, right? So if you think average girls and you approach average girls, you become not an average girl, but maybe an average guy, okay? So the problem is if you don't approach a lot, you lose momentum, right? So you have this sort of conundrum, or yeah, it's a conundrum, right? If I don't approach, I don't have momentum. But if I approach a lot, I approach a lot of average girls because, you know, there's a lot of average girls just by pure definition of the word average. It's where the majority of the population resides around average. So the problem is that it's exactly the problem. And so do I lose momentum, or do I, you know, go for average girls? And once they come into my funnel, you know, when I'm alone at home and she was kind of cute, but not too cute, I start texting and things happen. You know how it is. So that's the problem, right? What do you do? Stay average or lose momentum? And that's really what it boils down to. And there's obviously ways around it, but you know, I will talk about that in a second. But you need to really appreciate these two sort of this trade-off, like going for average or losing momentum, or like going for not going for average and not honing your skill. If you don't realize that, then you're missing a big part of game. And then you could simply say, yeah, but Tony, you did it. I see your videos and all of that. So, you know, clearly there must be some way of doing it. And that's true, but that's why I get paid and for this kind of stuff, because that is really hard to do. It's not undoable, but it's hard because you kind of need to straddle self-discipline with not losing momentum, or not losing, or not learning anymore. Okay, so that's the main point. And by the way, like here in the background, that's the current reports on Tony's League. Okay, so one big part around this problem is review and posting and feedback, and that's Tony's League, right? You can see with all these lay reports here, dates and failed dates. One of the big problems is if you squeeze out every bit of information out of every set that you can, which 99% of guys don't, as you can see, there's always the same guys posting here on this Tony's League, and those will be the guys that will do very well. If you don't squeeze out every bit of information and you do not hone your skill as fast as you can on the average girls, likelihood is that you will not progress fast enough to get escape velocity out of the average bucket, okay? And that's why momentum is so much linked to not only going out, but reviewing and learning and getting rid of the bad habits or the bad, you know, form of game. And that's really how I see it, okay? If you don't practice hard and review hard, you don't get enough speed to take off like an airplane, and you need that speed to take off. And it's only when you get that speed, that velocity, that you will be able to say at one point, look, I really get it now. Like, I don't need to bang another average girl. Let me, and I have the momentum, let me just focus and decrease the amount of approaching I do on average girls. Okay, and that's really the trick. So you need a lot of firepower, escape velocity, like you need energy to get out of this bucket. It's not something you can do by approaching every now and then. Because if you approach every now and then, like a really hot girl will just scare the shit out of you, and you won't have the skills, and you will not have the abundance, and without the abundance, you will regress back to average, and then you're back in the average bucket, okay? So, I hope this is what people agree on. And if you don't, then you don't know game, okay? So that's one thing. That's sort of the long-term view, okay? So basically what I'm telling you here is you need to consistently game for a long period of time in order to create what I call long-term momentum, okay? People talk about momentum, they really talk about state and short-term momentum. I mean long-term momentum is something you get after like maybe 6 months of consistently going out 3, 4 days, 5 days a week, okay? 2, 3 dates a week. And after that period of extreme effort, that's when you have the momentum, and that's when you've done the work that allows you the luxury of saying, I can actually seriously stop approaching and dating average girls. But it's not really a luxury, it's a necessity. It's a necessity if you want to step out of the average bucket. You cannot expect to step out of the average bucket after 2 weeks of hardcore game. It's just not gonna happen, okay? Not consistently. So for that, just to be clear, it requires this kind of quantum of effort to do it, okay? So that's that. And then the other part is that once you have that, once you're in that momentum bucket, you have that long-term momentum over months and months of going out, that's when you can actually then, and the way to do it is to then focus from long-term momentum, which you have, onto short-term momentum, or what you may call state, whatever you want to call it, okay? And there's a very specific way that I recommend doing exactly that part, the transition from, long-term momentum, having honed your skills to and having approached lots of average girls, to short-term momentum and being selective and focusing on the hot ones. And how to exactly do that is it's not that obvious how you do that, because how do you do it? You need to go out, you need to approach, you need to, warm up, and you will have a certain amount of average girls in your funnel. So there's a trick to it, or there's a what I think a technique to it, and that's exactly what I will talk about on the Hustler Club. Okay, so the paid video product that you can find on anthonyhustle.com. But other than that, I really really recommend that you go on Tony's League and you post your reports, you get feedback from me, from others, and you really focus first on getting that long-term momentum and getting that feedback and increasing your learning curve slope, okay? To learn as fast as you can from all these average girls, so you can jump out of that average bucket, or you can stop the flywheel of mediocrity, okay? So that's that. And as usual, this podcast is on YouTube always 1 week later, 1 week after I release it on all the public podcasts such as Spotify and Google and Apple and so on. So just letting you know, if you're listening to this the first time on YouTube, you could have listened to it a week earlier on one of my podcast platforms. I have a lot of them. So I would be interested to hear your thoughts, what you think, what your experiences are, how you feel about it, or whether you're just happy with average girls, or whether you had the same problem. Just leave the comments below and, I'll respond. If it's something reasonable, I'll definitely respond. Otherwise, go to Tony's League, post there. Honestly, I can't recommend it, often enough. It's super useful. Also, reading what other people are doing gives you a sense of, community, that you're not alone. You're not the only guy who has these problems. Anyway, I'll now talk about how to transition from that long-term momentum to short-term momentum on the Hustler Club. Thanks for listening, and talk to you next time.